say that from what I can see clinically, he was really beaten, and the lesions that he had are due to a trauma. That's right.
Well, on the line now is Jonathan Neal from the group Globalised Resistance, one of the three delegates sent from Britain to join the Genoa Social Forum, and Paul Clark, who's the Labour MP for Gillingham in Kent. Mr Clark, what's your view of all this?
Well, morning. My concern is that they haven't had any access to any neutral person. We don't know any advice that they've been receiving, or even down to the basics of an interpretation service and so on that's been provided, because under Italian law, it can take up to 48 hours before the police pass it to the magistrates, and another 48 hours before the person who's been detained is actually seen. And during that period, nobody is allowed to see the individuals, and Nicola is one of those who's constituent of mine.
And that I'm trying to work out, those two periods of 48 hours, that would take us up to today, really, wouldn't it, just about?
That's right. We do now at last understand that the information has been passed to the magistrates by the police, you're right that we should be talking about either later today or certainly first thing tomorrow morning, that it would be with the magistrates. But as I say, it's very difficult to confirm any of this because nobody has access to the individual concerned.
And why shouldn't we have? We are talking about a European country, a member of the European Union.
Well, absolutely. I mean, and I do think that there is certainly a case here in terms of, you know, basic human rights. Whatever the case and so on involving the individual, that they should have access. We should be able to find information out, and certainly over the last yesterday and continuing today, we're talking with the Foreign Office to ascertain what the situation is.
And is the Foreign Office being helpful or just saying, you know, can't do anything?
They're being as helpful as they can, but they equally have the problem of trying to ascertain the information. But as I say, we have been able to clarify that the police have passed the information to the magistrates. But our concern is that in the case of Nicola Docherty, is that there are claims that that she was injured, had some injury to her arm, and possibly suffered concussion. But that has yet to be finally confirmed.
Mm. Mr. Neal, can you add anything to that?
Yes. Yesterday afternoon or early evening, we were phoned separately by senior journalists on two different national newspapers in London who told us that the consul had known for some time where both Richard and Nicola were being held, that the Italian authorities had given this information to them, and that the consul was lying to us about that and was not pressing to be allowed to talk to them, which is already their right under Italian law. We talked to the lawyers in Genoa and to Amnesty International Italy. They are both of the opinion that the reason that the consul has not been pressing is probably that Richard and Nicola have been beaten further while in custody and are probably not presentable.
But there's no independent evidence of that, is there?
No, we have this, however, from two outraged senior journalists on two different London newspapers. And I think they probably have it from the same source. And I think that's an outraged person, probably. Somewhere within the official machine.
Mr. Clark, what do you make of that?
Well, obviously that's information that I haven't been aware of, and that needs clearly to be pursued vigorously through the channels, and that's certainly something that I'll take on board now, having heard that information. I mean, that is a major concern, if that is the case.
Yes, if British citizens, indeed anybody for that matter, but British citizens are being beaten up while they're in custody, then this is a very serious matter.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's unacceptable wherever, and we need to pursue it and try and verify anything further that we can.
Mr. Neal, you yourselves are presumably trying to see these people.
We are trying to see them. The consul has explained to us that we will probably be the last people allowed to see them. We want them to be able to talk by telephone to the consul, to their parents, and to a lawyer. Mm. It's not that nobody has been allowed to see them. They have not been allowed a phone call to a lawyer or to their parents.
Which
or
is
to the
a
consul.
Very, very basic thing indeed. And
a basic thing which they are now entitled to in Italian law. Yes. They have been since 8 p.m. last night.
And Mr. Clark, the parents of Nicola Doherty must be very upset, I guess.
Well, obviously, I mean, as you'd expect, I mean, any parent would be. And Mr. Doherty, who's been contacting us, I mean, is distraught. And it's absolutely right. I mean, it's not that I haven't seen them, but there has been no contact whatsoever, not even a phone call. You know, just to be able to have that basic link. So that is obviously, again, of concern.
Paul Clark, Jonathan Neal, thank you both very much.